Hello, I'm Mark Steiner. Welcome. Good to have you back with us here today. And before we jump into our conversation with Brian Vaith and Shorty Davis, who are running for the governor and lieutenant governor spot on the Republican ticket here for the state of Maryland, I want to remind you this is June 18th. Let's go through our day in history and see what is happening. This day in history, interesting things happened. Birthdays this day in history, Barack Obama Sr. from Kenya was born in 1936, as was Roger Ebert, the great screenwriter and movie critic who became famous. People didn't realize his closeness to the African-American community. His wife was African-American, children, friends, his loyalties, passed away from a terrible bout with cancer. This is also the birthday of Thabo Mbeki, who was the 23rd president of South Africa. Paul McCartney, we should be playing some of his music. I forgot about that. Maybe we can get some of it up. Paul McCartney's birthday today. He was born in 1942. Of course, the Beatles. And this is also the day that a man who I worked with and studied with, who I loved dearly, who fought the system as few other people could in his way as a great journalist, I.F. Stone, Izzy Stone, who stood up during the Vietnam War and before, putting out his own newsletter, newspaper, to fight against the war in Vietnam and to fight for social justice and economic justice. This was the day he died in 1989. I remember him well. I remember his funeral. He's just an amazing human being, and we'll have more about him on our website. This was also the day that Joan of Arc was defeated in 1429. The U.S. Congress declared war in 1812, one of Martin O'Malley's favorite wars, but not one of America's favorite wars. This was also when the French began to take over Algeria, and Europe began to take over of all of Africa. Begins here in 1830 with the French invasion of Algeria. In 1862, slavery was abolished in U.S. territories, and slavery is abolished by U.S. territories by U.S. Congress in 1862. And this is also the day in 1863 that the 5th Massachusetts Colored Infantry attacked Fort Wagner in South Carolina, that the movie Glory was built around. It was the day that Susan B. Anthony was fined for trying to vote in the 1872 election. Now, that election, most people don't realize that was an election that, much like this election, maybe much like the candidates we're about to talk to here, was the Equal Rights Party. Victoria Woodhull ran in that election. She was a feminist, a white woman who was a feminist, also an abolitionist, who chose Frederick Douglass to run with her on her ticket in 1872. Shocked everybody by picking a black man to run with her in 1872 on the Equal Rights Party ticket. And that was also the election that we said right now that Susan Anthony was arrested. A. Philip Randolph, and then we'll close here so we can get to our conversation. A. Philip Randolph on this day forced Franklin Delano Roosevelt to issue an order ending racism and hiring in government defense industries. He went to, this is the power that people have to push people like Barack Obama and anybody else in office. He went to the then President of the United States, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, this African-American man, head of the Railroad Union of African-American Porters, and said, if you do not do this, we'll have massive demonstrations in the middle of your war in Washington, D.C., until you treat black folks with equality. He had an ally in Eleanor Roosevelt, but he's also one of great Americans that we need to remember for all that he's done.